Hello, everyone, and welcome to Global Wellness Brawl Podcast. My name is Lale Hancock, and I have the great pleasure of being your host every single week, bringing in conversations, tools, resources to bringing more wellness and well-being in all aspects of our lives, whether it's relationships, it's finances, business, our bodies and mental health, whether it's having more communion with our magical earth or bringing more awareness and consciousness in everything that we're choosing. So thank you so much for being here. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Global Wellness for All Podcasts. My name is Lale Hancock, and today I don't have just one special guest. I've got a duo here. I've got Annie Vase and Will Lee. Hey, guys, welcome.
Hi.
These two magical beings, I had the pleasure of meeting about a week ago in Houston, Texas, for a advanced training called Nine Trannies with Access Consciousness. And when I met these two, first of all, the joy in their world, but also their two kids and the enthusiasm of, as a family, creating together and adding more consciousness into their lives. And so I was like, I got to get you guys on this podcast. We got to have this conversation. And so I welcome you guys. Annie, do you want to start? Maybe you can give the audience just a little bit about you and all the magic you're creating around.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I am a nurse, and I had been a nurse for about 5 years and decided to go back to school and become a nurse anesthetist. That's my professional background. I've been doing that for a decade now, and I work exclusively at a pediatric hospital. So I'm a pediatric nurse anesthetist. And I know we'll talk later about kind of how we ended up in Access, but I absolutely love what Access does with me in my job and with my colleagues and my patients, and the awareness that I have on a daily basis. It's absolutely fantastic.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, Will, what about you? Tell us a little bit about you.
I've been a stagehand for 18 years, setting up all the concerts at different venues, Broadway shows and the like, here in Omaha, Nebraska, and I've done some traveling around the country. Got sick of that, and you know, when everything started falling apart in 2020, I just I took a chance on myself and decided to start learning more about me, the being that I be, and that led me to Access, which has changed my life. And I don't think that our relationship would like be a thing if Access wasn't part of our lives. So I do a lot of art and creation, building different tables and things like that. And then I work a lot in the quantum.
Ooh. It'll get better. Let me start a little bit, because different people watching, whether you guys are watching on Facebook or you're watching on YouTube or elsewhere, not everyone might know about Access Consciousness. Access Consciousness is actually now in 200 and maybe 75 countries. Don't quote me on that. It might be 280. Yeah, I might have missed some numbers there. But got started like 30 years ago by a gentleman named Gary Douglas. And Gary, his first exposure was actually channeling something that today we call the Access Bars. And it's, you lie down wherever you are. You could do it in the pool, you could do it on a couch, you could do it on a massage table, you could do it anywhere. But you lie down and you have someone touch 32 points on the head. And these 32 points, when you gently touch them, it releases any considerations that are there. So for example, different people have shared feedback of joy, sadness, like being able to change the sadness in their lives and actually bring more of their joy. For me, it was on my birthday when I had my first session. And as soon as they touched my head, I'm like, what is this? What is this? I have to tell the whole world about it. Like, I just knew within like 5 seconds. And I'm a very joyful person, but there was a level of joy in my universe that I'd never experienced before. And that's kind of like one of the beginnings of access, but it's a full body of many things. So things with your business, things with parenting, you learning from horses, because they're magical teachers. There's things with us getting our voice out in the world. There's things about money and creation of wealth. There's just all sorts of different ways that you can utilize these pragmatic tools to really change and create anything you desire in your life. And so for me, I found this 11 years ago, and it was so far the best present so far that I've ever received. And it's just a gift that gifts every single day. And, you know, like you guys said, it's really interesting. 11 years ago, you know, when I found Access Consciousness, I would meet a lot of different kinds of people. But then when I look at today, the amount of people around the world, like you said, your profession was nursing. And his was with entertainment, and now with the arts, you know, mine was business consulting. And so like, it's amazing. We have lawyers, we have politicians, like this is where it's non-age specific. You can be a baby just born, being able to utilize, you know, the energies of the body processes, the bars, to, you know, someone over 100. And it doesn't matter what career you have or what your life has been like or what country you came from. It's all of us being able to access our consciousness and create what you'd like to create. So, you know, Annie, I would love to start with you. Like you were saying, you know, how much the tools of Access Consciousness have been a contribution for you in the hospital, working with your patients and your colleagues. And I'm wondering if you could share a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'd love to. You know, in particular, I see the ability to be in question instead of conclusion, changing the day. You know, sometimes things happen in our day that we don't expect or that are a little bit rough to deal with. And I find that my colleagues, the anesthesiologists that I work with, the nurses that I work with, have started, because I've been doing this for 2 years, have started to pick up the questions that I ask, and I'll have someone, you know, use, how does it get any better than this? And, you know, that I will share a tool that I use, and they'll use it later. And you can just kind of feel the energy lighten up with simply going, what else is possible here? Or what's right about this that I'm not getting? Just to open up the space instead of really focusing on the problems and the concrete dense stuff that's happening, to really give an opportunity to say, well, I can change this. What's actually happening? What's going on in the room? I work in an operating room, and sometimes it does get tense, and there are things that happen. And just me, I would say most often I do a lot of the work when I'm aware of it in my head, because everyone else is doing their job as well, and can clear a lot of things and really kind of change the trajectory of what's going on in the room or what's going on maybe with the patient. A lot of awarenesses of what's happening with the family or what's happening with my patient have come up. It really has given a lightness and ease to my job, where before Access, it was kind of a stressful job, I would say, to hold someone's care and life in your hands, and to make sure that you are doing what you would need to do or caring for them the way that I would care for my own child. But there's a lot more ease and a lot more intuition that shows up. And I feel like with that, a lot more kindness and caring of me has shown up. And I'm just a little blurb personally as a family. It has just made it possible for us to parent in a blended family. We ran our kids' bars last night because they had kind of a little bit of a rougher evening. And I kind of said, hey, let's run their bars. And we asked them and they were like, yeah, yeah. So we said, get in jammies. We're going to run bars while we watch a cartoon. And it finished our night on a different note. It sets them up for having a better day today. So that, and you know, if I say, oh, I got a headache, and he'll go, oh, can I run your bars? The gift of being able to just sit down and receive someone who doesn't expect anything back. And my headache was gone. And it was like, oh, I didn't have to take medicine. I didn't have to do anything else. I just needed some ability to kind of sit down and receive. So it's a huge gift, all of the access tools. And they continually come up for us.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. One of the things that, you know, got my heart singing when I met you guys is this whole family doing it together. You know, like sometimes we do have someone who, it might be the wife, you know, it might be the husband, we don't know, but there's usually one who's kind of seeking something and finds it somehow, you know, and they're like, okay, here, I learned a new technique. And then we want to bring the other spouse in because it's like, I found the answer, come. But it's not always the greatest kindness because maybe that's not what they're seeking. That's not what they're looking for. But what I loved is how you each found access on your own and that bridge of coming together and how much the boys loved it, you know? And so there was no pressure. There was no, I'm doing this, you have to do it for me guilt. It really was each of you choosing, including the kids. So do you guys want to talk maybe a little bit about that, of like how different it is when you're each choosing what's going to work for you?
We said it last night at dinner. I think I looked at him and I said, like, I'm so grateful to have this partnership where you create a space or container to look at things that are sometimes really sensitive, and the ability to look at them and ask questions about them and truly clear them. It has created a different reality for me. And I'm incredibly grateful that both of us have this, let's go, let's do it attitude.
Yeah. I've had, you know, past relationships where they're, you know, knockout, drag out fights and this, like, there's no anger anymore. There's no right or wrong anymore. There's no having to prove that, you know, your way is the best way. Because whenever we get into that kind of situation, we're both of us are willing to look at the other person's point of view without judgment and hold the space for them, so that it doesn't matter if your idea is shitty, like it doesn't matter. You don't hold on to that. Whereas before, you hold on to it like it's like your Gollum with the Lord of the Rings, you know, it's your precious. And, you know, that's my point of view. I can't be wrong. Otherwise, I lose. But there is no win or lose in this partnership. It's, you know, we're all in it together. So it makes everything so much easier when, you know, the tough things come up.
And we've had a lot of, I mean, in 2 years, we've had some really challenging things that have shown up in learning how to be cohesive, how to have ease with the four of us. We co-parent with each of our kids' other parent, and the ease that we have, the delight and the ease that we have with that, we are able to sit down and have dinner with our kids as other parents. after camp or something like that. And we find our kids are using the tools of access with their other parent, you know, and that, you know, they come back and say, hey, my dad said, you know, for me, my dad said, what else is possible today? Or how does it get any better? And it just makes us giggle because we know that the rock thrown in the pond and the ripples touch so many other people. And it's really kind of fun to see that. They love the access tools that we are able to use. I think sometimes it's hard because we have regular family things and kids who get hangry or get frustrated or aren't sharing. And we're able to bring in question. And so we have the things that everybody else has when they're parenting, but to be able to gift to them bars and let them receive, it's a different kind of energy. It's different than the way that we were parented for sure. But all the things that come up as we parent are things that, maybe are triggers, our own gift to look at. Well, yeah.
We also, we have the relationship that we have with our kids is, infinite being to infinite being. It's not parent to child. Because when we were children, we hated being treated like kids. And when I'm sure our parents hated being treated like parents, like who we really are, you know, like, so we get rid of that dynamic and everything goes smoother and it's all about choice. Hey, but yeah, that was really dumb what you just did. What'd you learn from it? What are you going to choose next time? And I don't bullshit my kids like at all. they get the truth and nothing but the truth. Mm-hmm. And they still have fun. They're still able to be kids, which is awesome.
And you know, so the bars, you know, I personally have done it at universities. I would go there. My kids would literally book me not to travel out of the country right before their exams, you know, and I'd go run sessions for them and their friends. And you know, it's this magic of, it's not just your kids. It's like your kids relaxing is this domino effect of that ripple that you were talking about, that then other kids relax, other parents relax, you know, the teacher relaxes. And it's this beauty of how each of us choosing something for ourselves really is the, you know, multiplier that goes out there. Mm-hmm. And I don't know many things that we could really say. I haven't seen that, you know, a reaction with other things, really. And, you know, you talked about relationship. We have a whole specialty called Relationship Done Different, because relationships is not just spouse and spouse or mother and child. You're talking coworkers, you're talking about family members, but you're talking about you and your clients. Like, as you start to create, you know, or I should say, start to explore having a different kind of communication with others, you know, what can be created, but even yourself, like how often have we judged ourselves, you know, had the whole conversation of like how terrible we are, where, you know, the tools would actually open you up to like, is that really the avenue you want to go? Do it really well. If you're going to do it really well. But then what if there's other options? Like what else would create greater for your life? And asking a question is something innately we all come in with, you know, as kids, we're curious. And access really invites us to be the kid we actually are and stay curious, you know? So, you know, as you were saying, like, I get like, what would the world have been like if our parents had these tools? You know, and what other, you know, options would have been available? Well, we can't change that situation, but what can we choose each of us today that allows a different possibility? You know, it doesn't have to be just parenting, but with every aspect in our lives.
I love the way you said that, you know, the possibilities that are opening up just because of the choice that we make, the choice to ask the question instead of sit quite literally in a poop pile of feeling bad for ourselves or in yuck stuck. What the other kind of energy, you know, it's a choice. It's a choice to go, wait a second, I can change this. I can choose something that creates greater for me and creates greater for those that are around me.
Yeah. And I want to actually highlight, because I worked in the hospital for 12 years. I was supposed to be a pediatrician. So medicine, I worked with a lot of different kinds of doctors, nurses, anesthesiologists, you name it. And I have to say, just even the operating room, how much conversation takes place that we don't even realize affects our bodies, right? The person having surgery. And that moment that you're not going there, the fact that you are willing to ask, hey, what else is possible when there's a challenge or whatever else is going on? Already, the person having surgery has a different future of healing faster. Yeah. And these are things we don't even, most of us even cognitively don't even recognize or know. But there's a lot of conversation that's bullshit that happens in the operating room, you know? So I get like how each of us in wherever we are, whether you are a parent who stays at home, you know, whether it's the father or the mother, like your world and how much it can change, but also adding more curiosity and more questions in every day. I mean, whatever jobs we have, however we engage with others, just even asking, hey, what else is available here I haven't even considered yet? Just from that, instead of, like you said earlier, the conclusions, the problems, that there's no hope kind of conversation, and really asking that one question, what else is possible? Mm-hmm. How does it get even better than this? And these are tools that are free. You can use them today. You can use them right now, you know?
I love that, like on the Access Consciousness Instagram, Layla, they post frequently a tool and a lot of times give some explanation on how to use it. There's things that I don't know about, and there's things that, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, let me see if that applies to something. Access is so willing to give things away because they know the change, I think, that is possible, different choices. So.
And if you're a Facebook person, you can go to accessconsciousness.com. If you're more of an Insta person, you can go to accessconsciousness.com on Insta or access.barsofficial. And there's a whole lot of tools and resources for the Access Bars as well. And all of the specialties in Access have their own social media as well. So there's lots of different tools. You can check out Dr. Dane here. He's the co-founder, and he does he's got over thousands and thousands and thousands of videos on YouTube. You know, like there's just so many. I don't even know how many, but like really, even just Google and put it there and see what else you can find that might contribute to you. Because each of us, no matter what's going on in our lives, no matter how happy we are, how amazing our lives are, what if it could be greater? You know,
what's and then if greatest you, dreams are truly available to you.
Yeah. And then if something is going on, if there is some health related things, there's some challenges financially or stress or whatever, burnout, you know, we are even doing Access Bars in businesses now. You know, I took it into the military in America. So like, it's been everywhere. And now where else, you know, where else can we also add it to that can bring more, just relaxation, you know?
I'm in conversation with we have a chronic pain clinic where I work, and we do like a Wednesday kind of rotation where the kids are learning biofeedback and possibly acupuncture or massage. And so in conversation to bringing bars to that and what's possible there. So that's one of the things I'm excited about, that I get to blend what I'm really excited about and the professional life that I have as well.
Yeah. Anything else you guys would like to share as we kind of wrap this conversation?
Anything you want to share?
Just going. I did earlier, but I didn't want to interrupt. But I was gonna say, you know, I live in the reality of infinite possibilities. I think all three of us do. And when you live in that reality, anything is changeable. Like there's nothing that is final. Everything is changeable. And so that's what we try to tell our kids as well. Like you don't have to throw yourself down and throw this huge fit because you're not getting what you want, or you don't get to stay at your cousin's house or whatever. Because you can change it. You just ask, how does it get any better than this? What are the infinite possibilities that can show up for me? And they do that, and it's awesome. And then I see them giving that to other kids as well. So that,
you know,
they don't get stuck.
One thing I love is how kids, when something works, they tell everyone else about it.
Yeah. Because they don't hold some of the points of view, I feel like, that we have impelled against ourselves. You know, they really are, they're in that space of curiosity. Yeah. And, oh, wait, this is works. This is fun. Well, I want other people to experience it.
And I also tell them, you know, a belief is just a thought that you think over and over again. That's changeable too. What are you telling yourself in the morning while you're looking in the mirror? Like, and what's showing up for you because of what you're telling yourself in the morning when you're looking in the mirror? And then you start your day off the right way and in this high vibrational state, and it just keeps going and going and going, and nothing, everything that happens is happening for you. Any bullshit that comes your way is like water off a duck's back, and you just keep going, and then you end your day like that, you know, and you think about what you want to create in your life, and you fall asleep thinking about that, and it's, you wake up in a fantastic mood. Yeah, and that's what I try to talk our kids through every night before they go to sleep, and it helps so much.
I'm excited to see what they create because of this different trajectory that we've chosen, and they may not choose access, and that's okay too. They can really pick whatever they want. So, yeah.
I think one of the greatest gifts is that kids have choice. Yeah. You know, and they do it so different. Like even my girls, it's just so different. They found access, you know, older, like they were in high school when I found it, and they don't do the things that I do at all, but it's part of them, you know, and they always have choice, and they've known since they were 2 years old, they have choice. And so I get, you know, one of the greatest gifts is the fact that you guys are letting them choose what works for them. You give them tools, you contribute, you're there as parents, but you're not there to answer everything and force them into things, which is what most of us grew up with. You know, so I'm so excited about the future. I'd like to return on video in about 10 years, 15 years, and let's see, what does the world look like now? Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much. And there's more information about Will and Annie in the description below, if you guys would like to get to know them more and find out a little bit more about his art, more information to come soon. And we're not going to give it away, but they're creating something magical together that I'm not allowed to give you information on, but more to come soon. So these two are magical, and I'm so grateful that you guys were here with me today. And thank you for all of you who are listening and watching, and feel free to share it around. Who else wants to know about really having a different possibility in their day?
Thank you, Layla, so much. Truly appreciate and grateful for you.
Very grateful for you guys. Have an amazing day. And then I will see you guys soon.
Too.
Bye, okay. You guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for being here. Whether you were listening or watching live or on a replay, we are so grateful for you. we want to hear from you. What would you like to hear about? What are topics that get you excited and you would like to know more about? You can message us on social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, or even sending us a message at globalwellnessforall.com/contact. And also, would you be willing to assist us? Would you be willing to contribute spreading these seeds of wellness and well-being to others? And as always, we are so happy you're here. And what is truly possible with our amazing planet the minute we're willing to have more wellness and well-being? See you next time.